Yes, Islam has many symbols. Many, many symbols. For example, coming of Jesus Christ is mentioned in a symbolic language. The whole anecdote, which to the non-MD eyes appears to be an old woman's tale, according to Ahmadis, is not only a symbol but a collection of beautiful symbols which are related with each other. For example, coming of Jesus Christ is a symbol. His nuzul, that is descent from heaven, is a symbol. Anybody who comes from Allah is told to have has descended from heaven. Like Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, anzala fikum zikra rasula, anzala allahu fikum zikra rasula. Allah has made to descend among you a rasul, a prophet who remembers Allah so much that as if he is his memory personified. Zikran means that. So here the word nuzul is used. That is also a symbol. He didn't descend bodily from heaven, but he descended from Allah. So this is why it was said that Allah had him descend from heaven, from himself. So the coming of Jesus Christ is a symbol. His name is a symbol which would be applicable to the people, to somebody of latter days. Then cross is a symbol. It is said that he would break cross. Naturally, he wouldn't go on finding or discovering crosses of made of metal or wood or other things and start breaking them. And Christians would be hiding the crosses and he would be trying to find out where they had hidden them. It's all a big joke. You can come forward because somebody hides you from my direct glance. So you see, by that we mean religion of Christianity, their mainstay in their arguments, that is represented by cross as a symbol. So if somebody breaks the cross, it means he breaks the backbone of Christianity with logic. That is our interpretation because we consider this to be a symbol. And the non-Ahmadis believe it is just, it should be taken literally. So they believe the Messiah, when he would come, he would go on breaking the material crosses all over the world until he would have maybe broken about a billion or more. I think there are more than a billion crosses in the world in some shape. And once he finishes that onerous task, that heavy duty, then according to the non-Ahmadis, he would start rampaging the swine, as we call it, the pig, the boar, the wild boar. All these are the same animal, of course. So he will start on an expedition, a rampage against the pig or wild boar. And wherever any pig is found, whether along the river banks or kept in sties, wherever they are found, they will be totally slaughtered, entirely, single-handed by Jesus Christ. So because they don't believe in symbols, but we believe in symbols, we believe that the pig stands for a bad culture, for a depraved human society, for a distorted people, and that is a symbol. So he will fight depraved societies and bring them to light again from darkness. That is the message as we read it. Then there is the symbol of the Dajjal, for example. It is said that there will be a very huge man, the biggest that you can conceive. His head would be above the clouds. So clouds are found, as the people know nowadays, at different layers. Some clouds are as far removed from earth as, say, 30,000 feet, or maybe more. So, if by clouds, Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is meant to have said all clouds, then he would be beyond 40,000 feet maybe. And such a big man would ride a donkey. So naturally his donkey has to be as big as a man is. And that is also described as a very big donkey. Between his two ears, there is a distance of, how much?
70.
No, how many feet? 70 bar is how many feet? And 1.5 foot bar, approximately, or 2 feet.
2 feet.
About 2 feet. So about 140 feet broad his head would be. So because the non-Ahmadis do not believe in symbols, they take this prophecy as literal. They are waiting for the Antichrist. The Dajjal is called Antichrist. So for Antichrist, who would be that huge man as I have described, as he is described in the traditions. And his one eye will be blind, that is the right one. And the left will be very big, and it would be gifted with exceptional qualities of sight, so that it can see through the solid layers and can reach deep into the depth of earth, whatever is hidden underneath. So that is the type of Dajjal they are waiting. And their donkey, his donkey is a very strange donkey too. He would eat fire, not fodder. And in the same belly where he'll be eating fire, people will enter and take their seats in that belly. And they will enter from the sides. Zatil Furuj is Suruj. Are the words of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He'll have entries, openings on the sides, and from within he would be lighted. So they will enter the belly and start traveling along with him, who would travel at such high pace that a journey which was ordinarily covered during those days in a month or so, he would travel in just 1 hour or even less. And he would be such a strange donkey that he would enter the oceans and will not drown. Only he would be drowned up to his knees, and the remaining part would remain above. And so he is an amphibious as well as an animal of the earth, of dry land. Again, he will be able to fly as well, because Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that he would be traveling above clouds as well. And he would be traveling so fast, and the distance covered by his hops would be so great, that Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells us that his one foot will be in the east and the other foot will be in the west. So from east to west, one big hop would be his flight. And before departure, this donkey, whether he takes departure from the land or from the seaport or from some airport, let's now come to define the donkey. Eh? Enough of tales. But he would announce his departure, never leave without announcing. So all these things are taken to be symbols by Ahmadis. So it is a beautiful prophecy, fulfilled in every detail. The mode of travel of future was shown to Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this symbolic language. A donkey was shown to him to stand for the future mode of travel. And the future mode of travel would be fire-powered, not fodder-powered. That was the main distinction. And in the same belly where there is fire to drive the donkey, there would also be seats available for passengers. And they would enter from the sides. Now you recognize the donkey, don't you? But the donkeys don't. You have recognized the donkey all right, but the donkeys don't recognize donkey. What an irony, isn't it? So this is all symbolic. And the big man is in fact a big nation, a big people. Who will invent this donkey? Who are the inventors and the masters of this donkey? They are the people. And their religion is cross. And Christ is related to them. So he would come to rectify them. Now all this has turned into a big beautiful whole. All the symbols become connected. Now you understand? And this is why I said this. The Holy Quran and the traditions present not only symbols but beautifully connected symbols, which in the form of some chains of meanings. Right?